Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I. Hey, we're going to run down to the Missouri Ozarks. Got a great friend down there with Devil's Backbone Outfitters, Joe Hollenshad. We're going to bring him on the show and talk about the beautiful Missouri Ozarks and what he has to offer in turkey hunting, deer hunting, and all those wonderful things. Great scenery. Grew up in the Ozarks, a little partial to me. Hey, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. Great to hear your voice. Won't be too long. I'll be back down there and get to see you guys again.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully this year we won't have so much water. So,
yeah, we had a bit of
conditions.
We had a bit of water last year for sure.
Just a tad more than we needed.
Yeah, got a lot of water. Well, you run a great outfitting service, and I can say that because I have hunted with you a fall and a couple springs and been down and got to know you guys and your facility and your place, a beautiful place. And I want you to tell everybody what you have to offer as an outfitter, because if they, as turkey hunters out there, if they want a quality experience in the Missouri Ozarks, where it all started for a lot of states, including Missouri, our Missouri Ozark turkey hunting, why don't you tell them at Devil's Backbone Outfitters about what you offer and what they can do to come and book a hunt with you?
Well, of course, we book turkey hunts, and that's our specialty. What we try to offer here is a quality hunt, basic back to the wild turkey hunt like we used to do it. We got some fantastic birds, got big birds for this part of the area, and we work real hard to make sure we always shoot mature birds. We don't shoot jakes when we're hunting. We just have beautiful country to work with, beautiful area down here, as you said. It's just an experience, Ozark Mountain experience, to come in these areas and hunt the eastern wild turkey down here. We offer packages of three-day hunt. You come in, your food's furnished, your lodging's all there. We got great people to work with, and we just have a great time. We want to make it comfortable for you, relaxed, and we just want you to really have a good experience while you're hunting with us here.
Yeah, do you offer is it a guide one-on-one or guide one or two?
It is a one-on-one situation. Yes, we okay. We have one guide per hunter, and that's the way we like to run it. We do the calling if you want us to. If you want to do the calling, we'll just put you on the bird and work with you in that situation. But most of the time, we do the calling, all the calling ourselves.
That's important, too, not just for the calling, but no one knows the property and the birds like you guys do. Somebody comes in from wherever, they don't know anything about the history of the birds or the lay of the land and the things that you guys do. And that's where guiding and calling always works so well, because you know so much about the area. And you know your turkeys because you watch them year-round. You do some great management stuff on your place down there, and you watch and scout those turkeys because it's your business. You guys are really friendly, and you're exactly right. It's the atmosphere and the scenery and being in the Ozarks is what I want to tell people, that if you want to enjoy a really quality, fun turkey hunt, I mean, this is a great place to go.
Oh, the Ozarks, you know, it's known for quality eastern turkeys. I mean, this is where it all originated from, in these Ozark Mountains down here. Growing up as a kid, I didn't realize that to start with, but it didn't take too long when I got into turkey hunting to figure out this is a turkey mecca, capital of Missouri, is down here in these Ozark Hills. This is where a lot of the transplants started back for the other state, and there's just a lot of history with the wild turkey here in these Ozark Mountains, and it's just a beautiful country. I mean, when we get through turkey hunting, if you want to go out and drive around and look at all the old mills and stuff and the rivers, there's just so much to see besides what we're actually doing in forest turkey hunting.
How many acres do you guys provide for your hunters? How big an area do you got to hunt?
Here on the farm, on this cow-calf operation where we work out of, we're working on 1,600 acres. And then we got another property we work off over in Dora, too. But most of our hunting is done strictly on this 1,600 acres here where our cow-calf operation is going here.
All right. Why don't you tell them about where you're located so they can visually see what part of the state you're in and where your place is?
Okay. We're in the southern part of Missouri, down next to the Arkansas line. We're about an hour and 45 minutes southeast of Springfield, Missouri. That's where most people recognize us from. We're about 20 miles west of West Plains, or 30 miles south of Mountain Grove, Missouri, and we're pretty easy to find. People don't have a hard time finding us.
I always enjoy meeting you at Twin Bridges because I like the food there.
Oh, yeah. Great place to eat and have a good time and fellowship with everybody. We got cabins there that we book people in there at Johnson's cabins. You know, they got real nice places to stay. So everybody has a good time, good eats, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, that's something I want to add to that, Joe, is that our media hunts in the cabins, we came down to test your facilities and hunt with you and with the outdoor media and to work together with promotion of your place and Missouri tourism type thing and the resource we have in Missouri. And those cabins, this is not like going to a motel. These cabins are really cool. They're really nice. We had a big porch on the one with full of fish right out in front of us and a kitchen and a big dining room and our own bedrooms. And all the cabins that we've stayed in were just – what a wonderful experience. And that adds to the hunt is that you got this really cool cabin that you stay in, and that's where you meet in the evenings and you have your dinner and you can go out to dinner. There's so many good old restaurants down there too, but these cabins are really nice to stay in.
Oh yeah, they're great. They're like you say, it's not like going to a motel. They got, these are good beds, just like walking into a home. I mean, you don't feel like you're in an apartment or anything. You're in actually like you're walking into your own home with the facilities in there. They all got full kitchens in them. If you want to cook, you can. And if you don't, you know, they're just great places to stay. You can't beat them.
Let's switch gears a little bit from the turkey. We talk a lot about the turkey, but you also offer whitetail hunting. And what you see in the outdoor magazines and the television shows and in electronic media today is you got to be in Kansas or you got to be in Iowa or you got to be in Illinois or someplace for big deer. They're overlooking some quality whitetail hunting that we have right here in Missouri. And they've always talked about North Missouri, but the Ozarks have some great quality. And I know I've been to your place and I've seen some of the deer you guys have taken, and you manage your whitetail. You guys take some nice bucks. They shouldn't overlook a whitetail hunt in Missouri Ozarks. Tell us what you got to offer for whitetail hunting.
No, you're right there. Missouri, I think they're overlooking our part of the country down here. We have trouble, and always have, competing with the northern states because of the grain and the crops they got up there on high protein, which down here in the hills, we can't do a row crop type stuff like that, so we have to do another different management process. But yes, we do manage our whitetail to get trophy whitetails for people to hunt. You know, we work hard on that. We've taken some really nice, you know, we don't let anything here on the property that's under 135 class. Mm-hmm. You can't shoot them. They got to be 135 class or bigger before you can take them out. So we have a lot of regulations that we imply, but it has proved off, you know, tenfold for us.
Yeah.
We've taken out, you know. When you come in to hunt with us, your possibilities of taking 140 class to 165, 70 class deer is good. All you need to do is, if you're interested in a bow hunt or a gun hunt or even, we do primitive hunts too. I really enjoy that. I'm into primitive hunting, so I enjoy that. You just need to call us. Let us know what typical buck you're looking for. If you're looking for a high rack buck or if you're looking for just a regular typical wide frame buck. We've got two classes of bucks that we're working with down here right now on our place. We got a really nice high rack genetics going down here that's really good. Tim Chelsovic killed a really nice 160 class high rack a couple years ago down here with his bow, and we took out a nice one this year. And they just need to let us know ahead of time, hey, I'm looking for just a basic 8 or 10 or high rack or what they need to know. And we have our cameras out all the time, and we can see what we're developing and what's coming on. We got something that's in what they're looking for, we'll tell them we're doing. If we don't, we'll just tell them, you know, you need to look someplace else because we just can't help you out right now.
Yeah. Well, you answered that question about hunting the Ozarks by telling us about your management and the size of bucks that you have. Because a lot of hunters, because I work deer hunting shows and sports shows, and I'm in the public all the time with seminars, et cetera, and I hear the talk from hunters saying, well, I want to go someplace where they grow good bucks, and they're overlooking the Ozarks. And I'm glad you were able to tell them. You've got quality properties. You've got a quality place to stay. You guys, and you know, I'm just going to say, you guys are great people. When you travel like I do and go to lots of states and lots of hunting places, you go to lots of outfitters, you meet all kinds, and some that we run into just don't work good with people, but you're not one of those type. You guys work good with people. What happens with you guys become family. It's a whole different world. Really go out of the way to make sure you have a quality hunt, because you did that for us. And we come in, guys would do anything possible to make our hunt successful and to get show us a good time and have a great time and learn about your area and what you're doing in the management. And we appreciate that, because and that's why I want to pass this on to the public, because you guys are a reputable outfitter, you got a beautiful place, and you're good. people, and that's a good combination, Joe.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We try to make everybody's hunt a memorable hunt. I've had people that's in that's hunted, you know, they've saved up for 10, 15 years to do this one hunt.
Right.
You know, they may not be able to go out every year like a lot of people do and hunt different places, but they've saved up all this time to do this one special hunt in their lifetime, and we try to show them a really good time and be successful and make it a memorable hunt for them, whether it's either turkey or deer.
Yeah.
We work hard to do that.
Yes, you
do. Our business is based on that.
Give us some contact information again.
Okay, if you're interested in coming to hunt with us, just give us a call at area code 417-261-2493. That will get us in touch with us here, and or you can get on our Facebook website. We're on that. You can get the email address off of that. Anyway, we're pretty easy to get in contact with. We don't reply right away. Give us a little bit of time because, like I say, we're working cattle farm here, and I always don't get to check my emails every night when I come in. Just be a little bit patient, but we'll get you taken care of.
If they don't hear from you, I'm sure they'll hear from Chance.
Yeah, get in contact with my son. Yeah, he keeps me in line. So anyway.
Yeah, you can just Google Devil's Backbone Outfitters,
yeah,
and it'll come up.
Yeah, Google Devil's Backbone.
Yeah,
and it's
really easy.
Yes.
And also, Joe, I'd like to tell them if they're not sure how to get it, all they got to do is contact me. They can contact me at the radio station or through my contact stuff, and I'll put them in touch with you. Be happy
Good.
To do that. Well, I'm
Good.
Looking forward to seeing you guys again real soon, and I will bring some Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm obligated to bring you donuts, and I will do that. So
you know, when we roll out there before daylight of the morning, them Krispy Kremes is not on the hood with my coffee. There is no hunting. Nobody moves till Joe
this.
Has his Krispy Kreme donuts. That's just,
oh,
that's
I love
just
this.
The law of the property there.
Yeah, that's part of it, isn't it? All right, Joe. Thank you, my friend, for telling our listeners about your outfitting business, because I really wanted to share that with everybody, because you guys do a great job, and it's a beautiful place in the Ozarks, and if they want an opportunity to enjoy a good hunt, they need to come and see you guys. Thanks, Joe, and have a great weekend, okay?
Same to you.
Mr. Joe Hollingshead, Devil's Backbone Outfitters. You can go to devilsbackboneoutfitters.com. One word. Put them in Google, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, and find them on Facebook. You'll be glad you did. We need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.